How to do buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, January 31st, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont, and we're doing something a little bit different today. I had an opportunity to sit down with Michael Simmons, one of the founders of FlexiBit Software, and he got a chance to talk to me about what they've been up to this week, which is rolling out the new version of Fantastical. And he actually had some time to sit down and talk to me about it. So I'm going to just go ahead and let you listen to that conversation now. Hey, everybody. I am here with Michael Simmons of FlexiBit. And Michael, you managed to carve 15 minutes out of a very, very busy week to sit here and talk to me. So first of all, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, I want to talk to you a little bit. Like I said, you have a very busy week. And part of the reason that that week is so busy is because you've released, a whole bunch of new versions of Fantastical.
Yeah, in essence, I mean, we launched a new product, which we're calling the new Fantastical. But in essence, it's four new apps, a server component, and then, of course, everyone's favorite topic, a new subscription, a premium subscription that enables lots of new features, services, and content.
Okay, so let's start with what's new. Like, you've got this new Fantastical. So what's, when you say it's new, what's, this sounds silly, but what's new about it?
Yeah, so what's new about it is we took everything that we've learned in the last basically 10 years of making Fantastical, and we wanted to make one product that the experience was basically the same and also different, because an iPad is different from an iPhone and a Mac, etc. Mm-hmm. So we wanted it to be a maximum Fantastical experience per platform. So what that means is, for example, one of the biggest features was calendar sets on the Mac. Mm-hmm. And everyone wanted them on the go, so we brought them to iPhone and we made them syncable. Another feature that people really wanted was with events, a better way to view their events and their tasks together, because we've always had reminders. But now with the new Fantastical, we have task support that we've added to Doist and Google Tasks too. Things like that. We basically see it now as one product. It's Fantastical. And it's on four devices, Mac, iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Okay. Now, I'm an existing user of Fantastical, a very, very long time user, as you may recall. And so I want to know what this new version means for me as a person who's already been using it kind of everywhere for all this time.
Well, this is like, again, since it's one product now, we really had to figure out what we would do with existing Fantastical 2 users, because, of course, they love Fantastical. And we knew that changing the app in terms of a new product and a new platform would be a change. But what we decided to do was, rather than just end Fantastical 2 and say, okay, that's it, the app's over, no more support, no more bug fixes or updates, or, and obviously if a new OS comes out this year, you know, it's done. It's an old app now. Your app is basically, you can use it, but it's dead. Mm-hmm. We decided to unlock the features from Fantastical 2, or provide the features, however you want to look at it, in the new Fantastical. So an existing user just updates, the app updates in place. The iPad app, you will have to download the app separately because it's now a universal binary. So if you're on iPad, you do have to go and get the app, which is an iPhone app, but now it's universal. Mm-hmm. And that's it. It will detect if you've previously had an installation of Fantastical, and it will just provide you with your existing features, and you use them as you paid for them.
Okay.
And if you decide you want the new stuff, you can start a 14-day free trial, and then you get all the new stuff, which is a long list. And if you don't want to do the trial, or you're against new stuff, or you're just angry that we change stuff, which whatever, you don't have to do it. You can keep using your Fantastical 2 features. That's it. That's simple. Okay. And that means you are getting continued bug fixes and support. So it's pretty awesome.
Now, so let's talk a little bit about that. If you are new to Fantastical or don't want to subscribe, what do you get in the new Fantastical for free?
Yeah, so that is actually something new that we've never had before. We have a free mode. So now there is a free app. Even when we were a one-time app, let's say on iPhone, we were a $5 app. There were lots of people that were upset that we were $5 and they wanted a free app. Mm-hmm. So we're now providing a free app, and that app will provide basic calendar functionality. So our Fantastical parser, which, as you know, is famous.
Yes.
Allow people. Yep. I'm sure you're familiar with how friendly it is.
I will tell you, I have fed it natural language. I've fed it unnatural language. I've fed it everything. Yep. And that parser has been flawless no matter what I've tried to give it in what order. It always was like, cool, here's your event. And it was like always right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We kind of call it the crown jewel of the product because, yeah, we have all this other stuff, but that's really where the magic happens. And what made us famous is successful is it works, right? It just takes the stuff you want to put in and it gives you what you want. So the free version has the parser and allows you to create events. It has our beautiful event list. It has our calendar and our day ticker on the iPhone. And that's it. And, you know, it's pretty much a simple app to allow you to add events, see your schedule, and do some basic functionality. Also includes 3-day weather. That's another new feature we've brought to the new Fantastic Hal, a weather forecast. So free users get 3 days of weather right in their list so they can plan their days. Nice. And, you know, it's a pretty reasonably powerful app for a free app. Mm-hmm. If you have more calendaring needs, then you would look at the Fantastic Hal premium subscription. Again, they would get a 14-day trial as well, new users. Mm-hmm. And then you can try all the features. And I do want to point out, if this isn't clear, the Fantastic Hal premium subscription is one subscription. So you don't have to subscribe to each platform. We didn't make tiers where, well, you could just have this or just have that. We did discuss it. We spent a lot of time figuring it out. But at the end of the day, we thought it's one Fantastic Hal. It's one subscription. And it's, we think, one reasonable price considering how much content, service, and app support you get.
Sure. And what is that price?
So it's $4.99 a month if you pay monthly.
Okay.
And if you pay annually, it's $39.99 a year, but that works out to $3.33 a month, which we'll call $3 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, it's close enough. I mean, as a consumer, we're definitely as well very sensitive on prices. You know, if it's $3.67, you can't call that $3.
Right.
But what we're trying to say is that all four apps, the server component, support, you also get priority email support when you're a premium customer.
Okay.
For about $3 a month, we think that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's it.
And what went into deciding to go subscription?
Well,
because it seems like it's a different set of reasons. Like whoever you talk to that now has a subscription model, there seems to be sort of a different thing that kind of made people go, yeah, this is, you know, this was the point when we realized like subscription would be a better way to do this.
Yeah. For us, it was really simple. We have all of our products individualized, if you will. You know, we had our iPad app separate from our iPhone app, and we did that because we wanted the iPad app to be better than just a universal app. Mm-hmm. We really wanted our iPad to have more than just, oh, it's a big iPhone app. And when we were doing that in the past, obviously we had Fantastic Hal 1, and then I think iOS 7 came out, we had Fantastic Hal 2, mm-hmm. and then people were a little upset about that. But then anyway, we got busy and we started updating stuff, and then Fantastic Hal 2 on the Mac. And basically what I'm trying to say is over 10 years, we were looking at all these things separately. Oh, when are we updating iPhone? When are we updating iPad? What are we going to put in the next Mac app? What's, you know, what does Fantastic Hal 3 look like? Things like that. And what we realized was by selling these individually, by selling these one-time app, you have to do the old school cycle of upgrade every 2 years or 3 years. And that means we have to hold back features. We have to think of things individually. We have to have three separate products or four with Apple Watch. And it really just is very, very, very inefficient and poor, to be honest, to the consumer. They're having an app, sure. They're paying one time, sure. But every few years, something new comes out. Their old app gets killed. Like I said, when we came out with the new Fantastic Hal, the alternative to what we did was to kill Fantastic Hal 2. It would not be available anymore, right? It's not available. Okay, sure, users could still have it, but if there's bugs that come out or things that happen, their app is no longer working. So they either have now a free version of the new Fantastic Hal, or they have to pay. That's not really that fair, right? Because now your old app, sure, you still have it, but if it doesn't work anymore or crashes, that's not great. So we feel like the way forward is to take the features that people paid for in 2, provide them in 3 or 3.0 and beyond, and then start working on one platform. And what this means is now when we come out with a feature, that feature is going everywhere it matters. So for example, on the watch, you obviously can't have really powerful big screen features like views on the watch. It's a small display. Mm-hmm. But calendar sets, which is one of our popular features, we actually have calendar sets for Apple Watch. You can tell the Apple Watch which calendar set to use from the iPhone app. We're really trying to make this that all of the features matter on all of the platforms. And again, the reason we went subscription, just to wrap it all up, is we want there to be one product that we can put all of our efforts in and ongoing and not have to focus every 2 or 3 years of how to make it better every year, every 6 months. We can make it better today. If we have a feature request that we hear a lot, we could have it ready next month. And we don't have to think about a big launch. We just have it ready next month. And you're paying ongoing and you're getting ongoing and everyone wins.
All right. Now, excuse me. So, one thing I did want to ask about, I do have the complication on my watch. Aside from the calendar sets, is there anything else that has come new to the Apple Watch piece?
Yeah, actually a bunch of things. And I do also want to point out, not only are Fantastic Hell users getting what they had, there's actually a few bonuses for them, just because we'd have to sort of almost lock stuff out or not put stuff, like we really didn't want to make it where Fantastic Hell 2 users would just, oh, too bad, you're only getting what you had. So if there were places where they could get improvements, they got them. One place actually is the Apple Watch. So I'm glad you asked.
me too. You know how,
yeah, well, here we go. So one of the things is the Apple Watch can now work independently. So that doesn't mean that you need an LTE watch, because as you know, the Apple Watch goes on a Wi-Fi network.
Uh-huh.
So let's say your phone, or let's say you go out to the gym and your phone's at home and you have your watch at the gym, but your watch is on the Wi-Fi network because it's joined it before.
Mm-hmm.
Your watch can still sync with Fantastic Hell because we have something called a free Flexibits account now, and you just sign up for it. And that account acts as the sync glue for some of these things. It doesn't get your information. It's not counting, like getting your account information or stuff like that. It's just acting as a sync conduit between the device and the server and the service, like okay. iCloud. So that's one new feature, which is obviously a big feature. The phone can now work without the watch can now work without the phone. Another feature we added is weather to the watch. So now you can get the weather forecast in Fantastic Hell. We also have a new Up Next view, which gives you a quick glance in the app, in the Apple Watch app, to just see like what your next thing is and how, what your timeline looks like. It's kind of like a, it's almost like the original, I don't know if you remember, the original Apple Watch had these great, I forgot what they were called. Well, they called Up Next. I don't even remember what they were called. Remember the Apple Watch used to have these great screens that you can kind of like build these views.
Yeah.
Away from the beginning. It's sort of like that, but it's like a really nice, rich view. And then, of course, our new tasks mode that I talked about, where we've added Todoist and Google Tasks and, of course, iCloud Reminders. We have a nice tasks view on the watch.
Ooh.
And we have more coming. You know, this is now a product platform that is, because of its subscription, will have a lot of ongoing things, and we're adding stuff as we can.
Interesting. Now I'm like I just want to like pick up my arm and start poking around on the watch app and see how it compares to what I had before. Now, another thing that I think should be pointed out here is that this is Fantastic Hell 3, and Fantastic Hell 2 came out a while ago.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's been quite a while. So anybody who bought Fantastic Hell 2 the minute it came out, who would that be? Oh, me. anybody who picked up that license immediately or picked up the iPhone app immediately has been on that version for some time. So it's not like, you did this 6 months ago and now, you know, like two came out a few months ago or maybe a year ago and now you want to go subscription on it. Like, that's not what's happening here at all.
Not at all. In fact, we kind of, it sometimes gets sad for us because we really want to be generous and we really don't want it to be every 2 weeks we're doing whatever, you know. Like, I'm just saying, the Fantastic Hell 2 on the iPhone came out October 30th, 2013. That's almost 6.5 years ago, or, you know, it's over 6 years. So let's go there.
And how many phones have you had in that amount of time? Like, in general, there's been, you know, especially if you're a person with a new phone every year, like, think back what phone that would have been when that was out,
Mac app, the Mac app's almost 5 years old.
Yeah.
So no, we've had no paid upgrades. Now, to be fair, there are customers who only bought a month ago or customers who only bought a year ago. So right. To them, it feels like painful. However, if they look at everything and the facts of what we've done and where we've been, they'll understand it's just a timing thing. It's not personal.
Right.
But I'm glad you brought that up because it's true. We've been very bad. We always joke around. We've been really bad at trying to sell upgrades.
Yes. And I'm guessing that you probably also had a number of conversations with developers at Flexibits. And no matter how you asked, no one wanted to work for free. So
And last time I checked, we also have, you know, there are costs. I mean, I want to tell you, we're not one of these developers that, we've never said this even on a blog post. Yes, it's true. We're running a business. And yes, it's true. You need to pay us. And yes, it's true. We need to pay our employees and feed our families and all these things. But that's really, truly not why we're doing this.
Right.
We're doing this because we are shipping a product. We have worked hard on it. We have costs, but we feel it's a reasonable price for what we're delivering. Nothing is free, and that's it. It's simple as that. There is a free version. Actually, something is free because we now have a free version, completely free.
Yeah. So that, like, mostly I just wanted to sort of get a chance to catch up with you on this, to talk about it a little bit. And this is available. So it's available now. Fantastic Owl 3 has been released, and you can find it in the Mac App Store and in the iOS App Store, the iTunes App Store, whatever they're calling it these days. And once you have it installed on your phone, then you can also install the watch version as well from there, correct?
That's correct. So you can download it directly from our website or the App Store, or the Mac App Store, whatever. We always recommend you download it directly from us, but whatever users want to do is fine.
Yeah. Okay. And how will the update process work for people who who may have a previous version? Will it work the sort of the same way where however you got it in the first place will be how you get your update?
Yeah. So technically what a lot of people are doing, it's a little confusing. So we're trying to help them as we can. They'll have bought it from us, but then they'll try to update via the Mac App Store because it's a free app now because they want to be on the Mac App Store. Or they'll have bought it from the Mac App Store, but they want to go to our store, whatever. You really need to update it where you bought it from. That's the best experience. We can still help people, like, kind of unlock it, but you need to update it where you got it from. Now, the iPhone app is easy. That just updates on the App Store in place. The iPad is kind of the trickier one where you must go ahead and download what's called Fantastical Calendar and Tasks. That's what our title is in the store.
Okay.
And yeah, we basically, you just go and download it and you're going to be able to get your Fantastical 2 features. And then you can either, you know, keep your existing app or delete it if you really want to on iPad. We recommend you delete it, but do whatever you want. But just realize that the existing app no longer has support, is deprecated. And again, that's a feature of us giving these Fantastical 2 features to new users. They now have continued support, bug fixes, and email on support. And we think that's really good. We did not kill their app. We didn't end of life it. It's continuing on in the new Fantastical.
All right. Well, Michael, I know you're very busy, so thank you very much for taking a little bit of time to come and chat with me today. I appreciate it a lot. And your website is flexibits.com, FLEXIBITS.com. I think I got that right.
You did.
And people can learn more there. And again, thanks for coming by to talk to me about the new version of Fantastical.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So that's going to do it for today's show. If you have any feedback for us, as always, you can email observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again Monday. Until then, be excellent to each other.